you go to our social media, Facebook and X, formerly known as Twitter, you will see beautiful action photos there. Well, the United Nations mission in South Sudan recently went to Nardum village and trained women on self-defense skills. Let's get that right. Self-defense skills, not attacking or fighting skills. Now, to talk about this, I'm glad to tell you that we have with us here our guests, and we'll be looking at, you know, this particular program, which is done under the program Women, Peace and Security. We're joined by Commander Kantima Charapio, an officer here in the peacekeeping mission in South Sudan. Commander, good morning, and it's good to have you on the Mirror Breakfast Show. I hope I pronounce you right, your name correctly.
Yes, sir. Good morning, everyone. Yes. I'm very pleased to be here. I'm Commander Kantima Charapio from Thailand. I'm a United Nations peacekeeper. I'm very pleased to be here with you today.
Great. It's good to have you. Now, just tell us about the defense or the self-defense skills for women. What is it all about?
First of all, I would like to tell you about the story of self-defense or this project, because our Sector Juba project, Women, Peace and Security, is starts from, I got many reports from my female engagement team and patrol team from Sector Juba. The report said that the situation in some area in South Sudan is not stable and not secure because the women and children living in fear due to the incident of sexual violence in the village. So I also discussed with my team and got a suggestion from my sector commander, Big General Abdullah Mamun from Bangladesh, to conduct teaching self-defense to women and children in the village. You ask me what is the self-defense, right?
Yes, what's self-defense?
Okay, self-defense like a kind of martial arts, the traditional. It can be the sport traditional of from Japan, from Chinese, or from Thailand, like a kung fu or Thai boxing. Do you know that? So we have trained about the women about this skill for martial arts, for kung fu and Thai boxing to them.
All right. Now, how many women have you trained altogether?
Oh, we start in the Nardum village near the UN house. So we have training for 20 women in the village for one day, and we will follow up in every 2 weeks.
And what skills basically are you imparting to these women? What are the skills you're training them?
We train about martial art, about boxing and kung fu for protect themselves when someone attack them, you know. And I have an interview with them. That's about the successful of training.
Great. Yeah. And that's what I would like. I can only imagine what was the reaction from the women.
Yeah.
How did they respond to the idea of learning self-defense skills?
I have interviewed some of local women after training in self-defense. She said that she has more self-confidence to protect herself, and women are not the victim anymore. And now she knows how to report incident and seek help. It's very important thing.
All right. And yes, you said it's important. Why is it important for women to have such these self-defense skills?
Because sometimes they go to the village or to the bush alone, you know. It's really it can be the victim for someone to attack her. But if she knows about the machine out to protect themselves, it's very useful.
Now, on our Facebook page, when we posted some of your pictures and some of this training happening to women, some men did not seem to understand that self-defense skills are not meant to attack them. Can you explain a bit about that and make it clear?
As I mentioned this before, Raya, we have a training about Thai boxing and kung fu. That is the skill that's it's a kind of martial arts. So when someone attack you or pull you, you can defend yourself and can release yourself from them. So this is a self-protection.
All right.
Yeah.
Thank you. And just before we, of course, conclude this conversation, going forward, are you going to have more of this training for women? And in which areas?
Yes, we have many plans. In the Sector Juba team, we have Saudi fan training in another area. So my plan in another area is a crop with it in the skirts of Juba in the next 2 weeks. We will go there and train the woman in the ringlet as well.
Great. Yeah. Thank you so much for coming to Mirai Studios. But just before you go, anything you would like to say to women about the importance of being able to defend yourself?
Yeah. Last but not least, I would like to continue to engage women to promote the voice of women. Women and girls need to be at the sector of new agenda for peace. And furthermore, I believe that South Sudan will be a beautiful country. Women must be respected because they can contribute for peace as they make the family as a mother. And remember that motherhood is unique and very vulnerable for the generation. Thank you very much. Shukran.
Shukran, Shukran Khalis. Thank you so much for coming to Mirai Studios. We wish you all the best.